Update them eight.
From the Office of the Comptroller, Director of Audit, submitting an informational report titled Status Report, Audit of MCTS Fare and Data Collection Systems. Informational only unless otherwise directed by the committee.
Mr. Chairman and members of the committee, the audit of the transit system's fare and data collection system included eight recommendations, and six of them have been implemented, but the other two recommendations really go to the new fare box system, not just in terms of accountability for funds, but in terms of management information that is the foundation for policy making, for the foundation for your efforts in making sure the transit system is functioning to your desires. The report that you have before you, we're suggesting a January 13th final update, but after I issued this report, I did tend to the Committee on Transportation and Public Works, and they had a very robust conversation about the new fare box system. And as a result of that conversation, I would suggest that items 1 and 2 in the audit report will probably not be dealt with until late in 2013 at best. So I'm going to change my recommendation on a January 13 report back and make that either a December of 13 or a January 14 report back. I say that in part because I believe the Committee on Transportation and Public Works take this matter very seriously, and clearly they are on this. They're on top of it.
Any questions on this? Supervisor Jersey.
Well, this is someone who sits on transportation. I mean, this is not a new issue. We've been talking about this for 2 years. And unfortunately, I think I can state that the committee fairly strongly thought there was not enough strong leadership on this issue. And I'm appreciative. I hope we could get that in December. Thank you, Mr. Hare. I know you're very busy, but this is something that we need to move on. Thank you.
Well, it's fundamental to the system. You need good information on rates and routes, and you need good control of cash. And what we found in the audit is that they're in the range of reasonable on their decision-making, but it shouldn't have to be based on protocols that are from 1988. It shouldn't have to be based on extrapolation and spreadsheets. It ought to be data-driven by actual use of the system, payments to the system, activity on the system. So that should be the outcome of the fare box system, and if you want December of 13, we can definitely we'll do that.
If you can.
Supervisor Roman West.
Thank you very much, Mr. Chairman. I'm wondering if the audit would be able to cover what other systems are doing, especially systems comparable to ours, because I know that I read with some interest the article in the Journal Sentinel where we talked about how we were going to go to, or how we were hoping to get to, a transferless system. And there were a lot of comments, and I mean, some of them I don't like to read, but some of them were really productive and talked about what places are doing in other parts of the United States and in other parts of the world. And so I'm really interested in is, you know, our fare box is going to be obsolete. Somebody talked about how they had a keychain pass somewhere, and they, you know, you went and you loaded your money up on it, kind of like you do in Washington, D.C. on the metro, on your card, only this was, you know, just like they have at the gas station where you pass it over and, you know, you're done and it's deducted. There's no need really for you to talk to the bus driver, you know, because everything happens away from them. And I think that's what makes, you know, I think something like that would make a lot of sense.
We can add that to our follow-on.
Thank you.
Anything further? If not, this is informational. And so